and Congressman Lehman promised to introduce me to him before the summer ended. Then, on the very last day of the session, he made good on his promise. In the hall outside the House floor, he pulled me over to meet Speaker O'Neill. I was nervous, but Congressman Lehman put me at ease by introducing me in the nicest way possible, telling the Speaker that I had worked hard all summer. The Speaker looked at me, then reached over and patted my head. He turned to the Congressman and remarked, "She's pretty." Then he turned his attention back to me and asked just one question, "Are you a pom-pom girl?" I was crushed. Looking back, I know his words were intended to flatter me, but in the moment I felt belittled. I wanted to be recognized for the work I had done. I reacted defensively. "No," I replied, "I study too much for that." Then a wave of terror struck me for speaking up to the man who was third in line for the presidency. But no one seemed to register my curt and not at all clever response. The Speaker just patted me on the head, again, and moved along. My congressman beamed. Even to my teenage self, this sexism seemed retro,